Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of the show that used to be called AFS. AFS is dead. We are now called Sports.
Long live AFS.
Yes. I feel like Sports is a little bit more indicative of what this show is about. It's a little bit more simple for you guys. And also, it's not just Sports, it's Sports! With two exclamation points and two arms in the air for those of you who couldn't see me. Because it's about the enthusiasm.
Everyone.
Yeah. All right, yes. So it's about enthusiasm. And enthusiasm is what I have with me in the room. I have Josh Sexton, I have Mike Kearney, and I have Chris Walsh here. And what we're going to do for this show, we're going to look back on the regular season and we're going to dish out some awards. Because it annoys me that the NFL awards is not until the day before the Super Bowl. And I want to do it just when the regular season is fresh in all of our minds. So we're going to run through some awards here. We got the MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, Offensive Player of the Year that doesn't include a quarterback because obviously they're always going to win MVP, Coach of the Year, Play of the Year, Most Surprising Good Team, and Most Surprising Bad Team. I did realize last night I left off Rookie of the Year, but we can talk about that in the mix at some point. But let's start at the top of the shop, MVP. Chris, I'll give you first hit.
Well, can I just say, first and foremost, I agree with you around how annoying that is that they don't announce it sooner. I say that as a man who has got a fair bit of money staked within these markets and therefore will not be paid out for quite a while, or just sit there looking very forlornly in your open bets and you go, why did I put that on in September? MVP, it's a tight one for me. I think I'll probably have to give it to Lamar. I think I understand the Brock Purdy argument, and I think it's really unfair the way that he gets kind of denigrated, I suppose, in the way that, oh, well, he's just a system quarterback and it doesn't really matter. He's a good quarterback, and you see when Sam Darnold comes in, Brock Purdy is a good quarterback. But I just think with Lamar, I think obviously he's had a new offensive coach. He's had a couple of the sorts of new receivers, but I just feel like the dual threat of using his legs when he's used his legs, but not relying upon it this year. I think he's shown that he can really chuck the ball when he's wanted to.